This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
In this beginning of the third decade of the 21st century, a case could be made for the most quoted and celebrated verse in the whole Bible, Micah 6:8. What does the Lord require of you? And then the answer that comes back antiphonally, but to love mercy, do justice, and walk humbly with your God. This first mandate, love mercy, is in Hebrew, Hesed. Hesed, C-H-E-S-E-D. It is a literally another one of these virtually untranslatable Hebrew phrases that you cannot express in English. It translates literally as, again, love mercy or merciful love. It is a word that occurs at least 180 times in the Bible, always referring to God. The love mercy is a God, because God is the one who bestows mercy. It comes actually from the Hebrew word for womb, suggesting that God's love and mercy is like a mother's unconditional, unimaginable, womb-like love for her child, a love she can never give up. And so this hesed is the love that God extends to humanity and later to the people of Israel. There is no reciprocal demand for hesed. It is simply the unlooked for loving kindness, the steadfast love that God chooses to extend to the world. The great Hebrew scholars identify hesed as one of the essential attributes of God. And it includes, that's why it includes a complex of things. That's why it's untranslatable. It includes kindness, goodness, mercy, steadfastness. It is never offered as a reward for correct behavior. It exists only as part of God's covenant relationship with all creation. And so when Jesus speaks of love, it is the unqualified, divinely gifted extension of hesed that lies beneath his words. Jesus knew that hesed is never earned. It is freely given. He also told us that hesed must be extended to others. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. The gift of hesed cannot be stockpiled. It's got to be shared. So we're back to Micah 6:8. And I want to make sure we hear this right and get it right. Because we have a lot of people out there that they're all about justice, and they dedicate their lives to justice and to the cause of justice. And they see themselves as justice people, but they love justice. And let's get be clear. Micah 6:8 calls us not to love justice, but to do justice. You don't love justice. You go to stand one day before your creator and say, okay, I've dedicated my life to justice. Now it's my turn. Give me justice. You're going to want justice from God? No, you're going to want, I don't know about you. Maybe I'm weird here, but when I stand before my maker one day, I'm going to say, Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. I'm pleading for mercy. You love mercy. You do justice. And then the third part, which is so important, you walk humbly with your God. So this hesed, love mercy, live hesed lives. As you're doing, when you see injustice, you do something about it. You do justice in the face of injustice. But you don't love justice. You do it. And then you walk humbly. No matter how much justice you've done and brought into a situation, it is all about loving mercy, showing mercy, doing justice, and walking humbly. One of the most complex but beautiful words in the Hebrew language. Let's start using it. Hesed. Be a Hesed people. A people that love mercy.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with a friend today. Today's Napkin Scribbles was sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Professor and Author Leonard Sweet, until next time, happy scratching and scribbling.